Thursday afternoon. Rich Kimble here with you. Up next on Downtown, one half of the giants of comedy music recording. Oh, sure, you know them from Fish Heads, the most requested song in the history of the Dr. Demento show. But Barnes & Barnes are about more than that. They've been making music together for more than 50 years. They have got a great new album that drops officially tomorrow called Pancake Dream. We are so happy to be joined on the telephone line by the better half of the duo, Artie Barnes. Artie, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Rich. It's great to be back with you. I think we did this a couple years ago when we had a Holiday in Lumania album out, a Christmassy thing.
Absolutely, and we love that album so much, and I was so excited to see that you guys had a new one out. We had talked with Art and his other guys as Bill Mumy,
yeah. And
we talked about some new music coming, but man, I as soon as I got this, I couldn't wait to get home, open it up, and play it. Pancake Dream is fantastic, and it's such a, I would say it's atmospheric, it's hypnotic, and I would say in a good way, it's a little claustrophobic.
Yes. Well, you nailed it. I'm glad that you seem to get it, and I thank you so much for your time and that you've listened to the thing. We're really excited about it. So I'm out here starting to promote. It's coming out tomorrow. Demented Punk Records. It's a wild experience. It's a deeply personal, strange album. It's not. You don't look for comedy so much as theatrical. I've got a bunch of adjectives in front of me, so I don't, you know, because I'm trying to let people know what they're in for. It's quite an experience. It's, if I can ramble, it's ambient music, it's soundscapes, it's depressing in parts, but it's touching. I'm loving to listen to it still and watching the DVDs we made. It's weird. It's like a fine wine. It's got a deep purple hue, like a Merlot wine. It's honest. It's raw and challenging, but it's rewarding. It needs to be heard several times at loud volume so you can soak it all in. And we've got COVID issues, political issues from both sides of the aisle. And really, you know, how we're describing it is it's a twilight zone, Pancake Dream. It's like a twilight zone. And my partner, Art Barnes, otherwise known as Bill Mumy, he knows about Twilight Zones. He starred in three of the best ones. And really, this album has a lot of dialogue.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's got songs. It's got everything. It's never been an album quite like this. So I'm really excited about it. And here I am.
And clearly influenced by what we've all been going through in the course of the last 18 or 19 months. And that comes through in a number of songs. Worry comes to mind, Peace of Mind, but so many others that talk about the state we've all been in, whether it's dealing with the pandemic directly or just being cooped up with our people for a long time.
Yeah, and we were cooped up. This was pretty much done over the end of Christmas into the new year. It was really done in about 2 weeks, and a lot of the credit goes to Art Barnes, who physically put the thing together and spent lots of time editing. And then, you know, I'll talk about the videos in a minute, but a lot of the album, like I said, has dialogue and real voice text. Art and I talk 20, 30 times a day, but mostly through voice text. So, you know, I'll send him my thoughts of that minute. He'll send me back thoughts and personal stuff. And he saved and used on the album tons of my voice texts and some of his, where I'm talking about, you know, we're getting older and, you know, personal health issues, and they're all on the record. And I don't think anyone's ever done anything like this before. So, yeah, again, it's exciting. It's theatrical soundscapes. It's a movie.
Yeah, it is indeed. We're talking with Robert Hamer, Artie Barnes of Barnes & Barnes. The new album is Pancake Dream from Demented Punk Records. And boy, the one that got me right away, because in my real life, when I'm not on the radio, I'm a high school history teacher. And boy, did I love American history and what that has to say about where we are right now.
Oh, that's great. You know, that's we did 13 videos, which I'll get into, but that's the first one that just dropped today. And people can go see it right now on, there's a site, Brooklyn Vegan, brooklynvegan.com, and it's also on YouTube, I just discovered. So American history, yeah, it's a slow-burning ballad and Art wrote that one, it's a lot of personal stuff in it. And on the video, you'll see a bunch of Art put a bunch of his friends that have passed away in the video, and they're friends of mine too, some of them, and it gets political a little bit with the images, and it's really a wild ride, as all these videos are that are dropping soon.
And
so, yeah, it's It's getting out there.
And you mentioned those who are no longer with us, and you addressed that head on in the opening song on the CD, I Have So Many Friends in Heaven.
Yes. That, you know what? This album really makes me, it makes me feel, and I get depressed over a lot of the songs, but in a beautiful way. I Have So Many Friends in Heaven. Yeah, we list a bunch of our friends that are gone, and then we list a bunch of our friends that are still here. And I don't think anybody writes and records songs about this stuff, but we did, and that's one of the reasons I love it so much, is we tackled some things that I've never heard on disc before, or vinyl, and a video, and yeah, that song, that's one of the several songs that really touched me. You know what, I'm the biggest Barnes & Barnes fan, or there's no point in us doing this, and I'm enthralled with this record and these videos. I'm listening to it daily, and just, it's just a lot of fun, and if I can talk about the videos for a minute.
Yeah, please do.
We ended up doing, it's a monumental project for us, and that's why I'm out here talking about it. We ended up doing a video for every song, 13 tracks, 13 videos, and Demented Punk Records has been phenomenal, and they're heavy into merchandising, but one of the main things that they did is we didn't know we were going to do any videos, they have all been put together on a DVD that comes as an extra when you buy the bundled version of the album from Demented Punk. You get the two-disc colored vinyl with the amazing packaging and cover. People are already telling me they're flipped out about it. You get a CD, the DVD, shirts, hats, buttons, posters. John Caffiero, who is the who runs Demented Punk Records, is just he's phenomenal. He's got this punk and comedy music sensibility, but he also knows how to market and do merchandising. He handles the merchandising, I believe, for the Misfits. He's also the Misfits manager, and he's worked with the Ramones. So, you know, those are two of the biggest merchandisers of T-shirts in the world. And John's just an amazing guy. He's one of my good friends now. But he believes in Barnes & Barnes, and it's all out there. And so the DVD, is we ended up doing all 13 songs. You wouldn't believe what you're able to do at home now with an iPhone and the video editing the machinery that you've got on computers. And it just looks like a $5 million thing, but it didn't cost $5 million. And so now when you get the DVD, you sit and you watch and listen at the same time, and it becomes a whole 10 times greater theatrical type experience. I've got a big screen TV with a sound bar, and I crank it up in the dark, and I've been watching this daily for months. And I'm, you know, removing myself from the equation that I'm half the thing here, I'm just astounded that we're able to pull it off. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I want people to watch the DVD. And, you know, it also, this stuff's going to be blanketed on the Internet with social media, YouTube. We have a great Facebook page that some fans put up that I'm very involved in. I give a lot of content, rare Barnes & Barnes videos, pictures up on YouTube, and we're having a lot of fun with it and getting a lot of response. So the videos will be there. The videos will be everywhere. Just look up Barnes & Barnes on the Internet. You'll find us.
I will say this, too, and it's the hallmark of what John Caffiero does at Demented Punk Records, that the music is great, and you have to start with that. But everything looks so good. The artwork, again, on this collection is just so phenomenal.
Yeah, John pulled that off. He had a special Pancake Dream cover commissioned, and then he found some astonishing images of young Art and Artie that he put onto the pages, glossy, beautiful packaging. You'll see little Art and Artie with their goggles and their beaded shirts when we were 3 years old. It's just really an astounding image, and the back cover is, the whole thing is just, I'm just amazed, but John pulled it off. He's that kind of guy.
One of my favorite songs on the album, Artie, and I dare I say it's almost got a Bee Gees vibe to it, is All Mine, So Fine.
Yes. I think if anything's going to get a ton of airplay, which would be wonderful, it's that cut. I agree. I'm glad you said that. Yeah, it's got a Bee Gees vibe to it, mostly written by Art Barnes, and you'll listen to it and watch the video too, hopefully, and it all comes alive. You know, it's so funny. I'm really having fun in my older years here exploring the Artie Barnes character, which has never really been fleshed out until now. But now I've got the the scary gray beard. I put on the hat. I put on the goggles that we used to wear on the, you know, the Fish Heads video and other projects 42 years ago. I still have them. And I put those on, and I take my iPhone, and I shoot crazy videos of scary Artie Barnes, and I'm creepy. But I think people see the wink in my eye. It's all in fun. There's nothing. It's not dirty. There's no blood and guts. But Artie has become like a scary clown. That's how I'm looking at myself. So there's a continuity in all these videos. It's 50 minutes long. It's the Barnes and Barnes movie called Pancake Dream, and audio and video. And there's continuity of Artie being in these videos, being scary and mugging for the camera, and also Art. Art's brilliant in these videos too, and he's scary, and he's wearing the mostly wearing the goggles too and hats, and he's acting, and you know, but he's acting out the songs and ranting and playing his guitar, and oh my god, we put our dogs in these videos. The images are really astonishing, and yeah, I keep using that word astonishing, but so anyway, Artie is like the creepy clown, but it's a fun thing. And after I end up watching this every day lately for the last few months while we worked on it and finishing it, is Artie becomes like a character from, he's a Halloween character now. It's scary Artie Barnes. So I'm having a blast. It's really been fun.
Well, now, last time when you and Art were on together talking about the holidays in Lumania, Art said that you were the guy who had to bring him back. When he started to get into some particularly dark places, you were the one who kind of pulled him back into somewhat safer territory. Is that still Artie's role?
No, you know what? I'm not sure if that's true. I think he's pulled me back. I think his head is on a little straighter in some ways than mine lately, but and he kind of corrals me. But, yeah, you know, we have a really interesting dynamic that goes back. You know, we've been doing Barnes & Barnes for 51 years. We've been friends since we were 12. That's even more than 51 years. But we have a weird dynamic. You know, we're an old married couple. Almost, you know, not really. We actually are married 30 years with wonderful women, and we each have two kids. But, you know, any relationship gets crazy, and we have our dynamic. But, you know, Art's been my best friend, and we've had fun other than Barnes & Barnes. You know, we collected comic books. We chased young girls in the day. You know, we had a great time. I look back, and I had a great life.
But this also seems to be a really productive time for you guys musically.
Yeah, you know what? We're going for it. We're right now. Yeah, that's why you're talking to me, is because I'm going for it. I did for 20 or 30 years. We did some Barnes and Barnes stuff, but it took a backseat to real life and making some money and doing other things and having kids and raising kids, you know. And for 20, 25 years, you raise kids, you do doctor appointments in Little League and pick up at school and drive to school and homework. And I got busy with that for at least 20 years. And then the kids are off to college. It's like, okay, I'm going to get back to doing some Barnes and Barnes stuff. And it's a renaissance period. I'm having a great time. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. We're doing it.
Well, fans are going to love it. The new collection, Pancake Dream, comes out officially tomorrow, but check out the videos. Go to the Facebook page as well. You're going to love it. It's an experience. Unlike anything I can think of musically, it just... I popped it in my car, and I said, I've got to pull over so I can focus on this. It just takes you to a different place.
It does, and you know what? I love what you're saying about it, because it shows me that you get it, and I hope to say that to other people that listen to it. It's like, okay, you get it. I mean, I'm not sure I totally get it, but I think it is a unique listening experience. It's, yeah, don't put it on thinking you're just going to hear a bunch of weird songs or pop songs or anything. Like it's a moving, personal, deep experience. Yeah.
I would say with songs like, you know, Trust, Go to Sleep, Billy Hamer's Dead, it's profound, if that's not too much to say.
No, I love that. I love that. You know, I'm trying to remember everyone's words, because this thing is just starting to hit the streets now with the videos and the audio. So yeah, profound. I'm going to use that word as an adjective. I'm going to say people are telling me it's profound, so maybe it is.
There you go. I love it.
Well, that's amazing.
Well, it is so great to talk with you, Robert. Artie, great to have you back with us again. Give our best to Bill, Art, and we wish you much success with Pancake Dream. And as soon as the show's over, I'm getting in the car and popping it out again, because I just love it.
Excellent. Pancake Dream, Barnes & Barnes, Demented Punk Records. It's hitting the streets and the airwaves and social media and YouTube. So keep an eye out for it. And thank you so much, Rich. It's always great to be with you. I hope we can do it again. I'm around.
You got it. Thanks so much. Artie Barnes of Barnes & Barnes with us on Downtown. We'll take a break. It's 4:46.
Hello, everybody. This is Barbara Eden, and I am talking with Rich Kimball of Downtown